Good morning. This is Mark Mays, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Harrisonburg, Virginia. And once again, it's good to be with you this morning. Let's ask the Lord to help us as we spend a few moments together. Father, we are thankful, Lord, for this day. We're thankful, Lord, for the opportunity that we have, Lord, just to have your word in our lives. We do pray this morning that you allow the Holy Spirit to help us. We are a needy people. You know that better than we do, Lord. And you know us better than we know ourselves. I ask you, Lord, to help us. Strengthen us where we are weak. Father, encourage us where we need that encouragement. Challenge us where we need the challenge. And Lord, through it all, bring about a change in our hearts and our lives. And from that change, Lord, bring to yourself honor and glory. We ask this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm in the book of Proverbs 24. We're looking for biblical principles for practical living, looking for truths from God's Word that remind us these are the actions. These are the reactions. These are the responses that God wants you to have in those times where you find yourself in a situation. You have to make a decision. Your flesh, your body, your emotions are telling you one thing, but yet truth is telling you something just the opposite. We as Christians have the responsibility to live by biblical principles. And unfortunately, in our society today, so often we see so little of this. We see so many people who are just reacting based upon their physical demeanor at the time. I'm mad, I'm happy, I'm glad, I'm sad. Whatever their emotions are telling them, that's how they're dealing with situations. And yet we find in God's Word, that's not how God expects us to live. He obviously has given us our emotions, but he has not given us our emotions to control us. We have God's Word, God's truth to control our emotions. And so that's what we're looking for. We're going through the book of Proverbs. Obviously, there are a lot of principles throughout the Bible, all of the books of the Bible, but we're dealing with just the book of Proverbs here for the time being. And we're in chapter 24, verses 23, 4, 5, and 6. I want to read these, and there's some points that I think are relevant to today's society in which we live that we need to consider. The Bible says, "These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that saith unto the wicked, Thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Every man shall kiss his lips that giveth a right answer." Within these four verses, there's a principle that I want us to consider this morning, and it's primarily this idea of having respect of persons, or we would say it this way, we would have it an idea of giving preferential treatment to somebody. You know, we must, as Christians, we have a responsibility to weigh the matters of life based upon truth, not based upon preferential treatment. The Bible says in James 2:1, "My brethren, have not faith of our Lord Jesus, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons." Now, God's not saying we can't have respect for a person. In other words, we use the terminology, you know, respect ourselves so that we can respect others. And it's not in that context in which this is given. I think it's given in the sense where we're preferring or giving preferential treatment to one person over another. Or, for example, you would perhaps be harsh with somebody you didn't know, and yet you would be forgiving and willing to turn the other cheek and look the other way with somebody you did know. That's giving preferential treatment. That's giving the respect to a person that you know and holding them in regard while someone else you wouldn't. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:5, "It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment." In Proverbs 28:21, "To have respect of persons is not good, for a piece of bread that man will transgress." It's interesting, you know, the best man or the best person among us, man or woman, whoever he or she is, the Bible says, for a piece of bread, that person could transgress. The best of us altogether is at vanity. And so we're not to lift people up. We're not to put them on a pedestal. Number one, it's not good for the individual or any person to be put on a pedestal because they can't handle it. They're not designed by God to handle that. They're not designed to receive glory. They're not designed to receive all that praise. It's hard enough in our flesh to be humble. The last thing we need is someone always lifting us up and elevating us above what we ought to be. The Old Testament, we have the story of Saul, and he's chosen to be king. And it's time to anoint him king. And he's hiding himself among the stuff. He doesn't see himself as worthy. He's the least of the least, he thinks. And yet, in just a few years, oh, how his mind has changed. He's somebody. He's important. And he intrudes upon the office of the prophet. He goes from, I'm a nothing, I'm a nobody, I'm hiding, don't pick me, to being presumptuous about the things of the Lord in the office of the prophet. And so we see here, man's not designed to be put on a pedestal. It's not right. It's not good. It's not fair to put a person up on a pedestal. Number two, it's not right for anybody to bow down to man. We're not to try to manipulate by having special relationships. That's wrong for the person that's lifted up, and it's wrong for the person doing the lifting up. It's a sign of corruption, a sign of deceit, a sign of fraud. And so this morning, God's teaching us, here's a principle. It's not good to have respect of persons in judgment. The Bible says in the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 15, you shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. You're not going to lift up one, put the other one down, or vice versa. You're going to judge righteous judgments. As a matter of fact, the Bible even teaches us in the book of John, chapter 7, verse 24, judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment. In Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse 17, the Bible says, you shall not respect persons in judgment, but you shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's. And the cause that is too hard for you, bring it to me, and I will hear it. In Deuteronomy 16:19, thou shalt not wrest judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift. For a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous. In our New Testament, the Bible says in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 5, verse 20 and 21, them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels, that thou observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. Notice that phrase, that thou observe these things without preferring one another. Well, so often in our society today, that goes on day in and day out. Doing nothing by partiality. Wonder why God has spent so much time in the Bible teaching us not to do this. Is it because he knows that we human beings are prone to do this? I would submit to us this morning that's exactly why. The Bible says in James chapter 2, verse 4 through 6, is, are you not then partial in yourselves and become judges of evil thoughts? We as human beings, we have the tendency to try to manipulate circumstances. We have the phrase in life, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And that often has that connotation, you know, if you know people in high places, you can get some things done that you wouldn't normally be able to get done. Why? Because we all know that human nature is we humans have preferences. We prefer some over others, and we know, and we can capitalize on that. If we can get to know the right person, then it doesn't matter if we have the right answers or not. As long as we know the right person, we can get our way. We can get what we're after. Not because we know it, but because we know somebody. You know, we know human nature's this way. We've all seen it take place, and I dare say we've all participated in this actions that God is teaching us not to do. We've all been partial to others. We've all had preferences. We preferred some over others, the rich over the poor, or someone that meets, you know, scratches our itch versus someone we don't know. We've all done this. We've all seen it done. We all know it happens, and yet we find God's word says don't do that. And so the lesson this morning is to search our hearts and say, you know, if I'm participating in this action of giving preferential treatment to somebody over another person, and not based upon integrity, but just based upon my partiality, then I need to stop that. I need to have integrity and judge righteous judgment. Conversely, if I'm on the receiving end of somebody who's trying to manipulate me, I ought to stop that. I ought not to allow myself to be manipulated, to be treated better than someone else. You know, take somebody who's receiving that partiality. Well, they like that, and they don't want to get rid of it. They want more of it. But if you're in the position in life and somebody's trying to manipulate you, somebody's giving you preferential treatment, they're trying to get you to make some judgment in your favor, then we need to have the integrity to not let that influence us in our decisions. We need to judge righteous judgment. And so it's applicable to all of us, regardless of what side we're on, and we've all been on both sides of it. We as Christians do not have the right, we do not have the opportunity or the rightful opportunity to do this. We should not be involved in this, and yet sometimes we very much are. And so may God help us this morning to search our hearts and say, Lord, is this in my life? Am I the kind of person that's showing preferential treatment? Am I giving favor to some and not favor to others? Am I that kind of person? And if I am, God, forgive me, and I need to stop it. And if you're being given that treatment and somebody's trying to get you to make a favorable decision just because you prefer them, you need to make righteous judgment, even if it's against the person you like. You need to judge righteous judgment. Bob Jones Sr. said, just do right. Do right. Whether it makes the friend of yours happy or not, do right. Do right if it makes your enemies happy or not, do right. Just do right. Don't weigh who am I going to make happy, who am I going to make sad, who's going to vote for me, who's not going to vote for me, who's going to like me, who's not going to like me. Just do right. As the old phrase would go, chop wood and let the chips fall where they may. And do not do that with preferential treatment. We human beings, we do this all the time. And God's telling us here, stop it. Don't do that. Rise above it and be different. Let's move on to one other principle this morning. A little bit of time left. The Bible teaches us in verse 27, it says, prepare thy work without and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house. This is an interesting principle here. Basically, it's simply saying this, that we as human beings, we need to learn to prefer the necessities of life before the conveniences. You know, so often today we don't sometimes do that, do we? We go out and we buy on credit. Often it's not what we need, it's what we want. And then as the bills come in for what we have purchased that we wanted, now we're struggling to pay for what we need, because we also have to pay those payments for what we wanted. You know, there's an example, a man moving out west back in the old days in early American history. If he got out there and he didn't prepare himself and his family for the winter to come, he was most likely going to starve or freeze to death. He needed to make sure he got things ready. That meant if you were out there, you had to start preparing the wood well before winter fell, or you're going to freeze to death. That was up early before, you know, at dawn and working late at past sundown. Because if you didn't prepare when winter set in, you were fixed. You either had to move out, or you're going to die, or nigh near starve to death. And so you had to make sure you did things. You had to make it fit the work without before you made yourself comfortable in the house. You needed to have priorities. And so the Bible says, you know, prepare thy work without and make it fit for thyself in the field. And then afterwards, build your house, build your conveniences. For example, a young preacher goes out and the church is growing. He says, well, I got to build a big church. So they go out and incur an enormous amount of debt so they can have the comfortableness for the crowd. Well, the next thing you know, you've got a huge mortgage bill, and now you've got to worry. How am I going to pay for it? And sometimes churches have compromised the truth, because now they've got to keep the crowd they've drawn in order to pay the bills. And so we need to make sure that we do exactly what the God says. Prepare thy work without, make it fit for thyself in the field. Get what's necessary done for first, and then afterwards build your house. Afterwards, look for the conveniences, if you would. And so we have responsibilities. You know, so the practical application this morning for many of us would be this. You know, I need to concentrate on the necessities of life, not my conveniences. That means I may not be able to get my bass boat right now. I may not be able to take my 2-week hunting trip out west. I may not be able to do those things that I like to do because I've got some things I must do. And so this morning, may God help us to see this. There's a principle, prepare thy work without, make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thy house. May we glean the wisdom from this and see the importance of this in our lives today. Well, time is up. I thank you for listening, and you have a great day.